At the Northwest's three state capitals, just a handful of Latinos hold state office. That's according to a database of the region's elected officials we've assembled. But this year, Latino voters have an edge for the first time in one of the Northwest's major Hispanic hubs. Redistricting gave them a majority. You might think the Latino candidate there would now be a shoo-in. Not so. Jessica Robinson has our latest story on why the region's largest minority group has so little clout in the political arena.
The restaurant El Ranchito is a popular meeting place in Zilla, Washington. In the back, Ricardo Gonzalez pounds and twists dough into horn-shaped pastries called cuernitos from his native Michoacan, Mexico. Gonzalez has lived here for the last 13 years. He's part of a boom in the Yakima Valley's Latino population. And though it's visible in local food and music, Gonzalez says he hasn't seen it in local politics.
It's very important that we have voices in high places, people who can represent and support the Hispanic community.
Gonzalez nods toward a 21-year-old wearing a tie.
And now here we see it, a young Hispanic running for office.
The guy he's nodding at, the one who brought me here to this restaurant, is Pablo Gonzalez, no relation to Ricardo. He's the Democratic candidate for the state house. He's also a college student and the only Latino to run in this newly majority Hispanic district.
I couldn't let this opportunity go to waste and, you know, not have someone running in for office in the first majority minority district.
Majority-minority is the term for districts like this one, where minorities are more than half the population.
Hello.
Hi.
How you doing?
Good, thank you.
Gonzalez walks through downtown Sunnyside, Washington, a city that's been plagued with gang violence, high dropout rates, and rising poverty. It's also 80% Latino.
There used to be bars and stuff that just went out of business. That one was out of business, too.
Gonzalez is the son of immigrant fruit pickers from Mexico who struggled to gain U.S. citizenship. He says he can do a better job representing this district than the Republican incumbent, David Taylor.
It's not just because of the color of my skin or, you know, or my name. It's more because of the experiences I've experienced are totally different than the people, you know, that are in office right now.
Yet despite the majority Latino population in this newly drawn district, Gonzalez, by most accounts, is expected to lose. Washington's top two primary system provided a preview of the general election, and Gonzalez received 30% to his opponent's 70.
I think the election just more than proved our point that we had good candidates, period.
This is Max Golladay, the chair of the Yakima County Republican Party.
I don't know what the proponents of this minority-majority racist division was hoping to accomplish, but I think they were a roaring failure.
In fact, this isn't the only majority Latino district in the Northwest that will likely be represented by a non-Hispanic for the foreseeable future. Democrat Betty Comp holds the Oregon House seat in the Woodburn area. Washington Congressman Adam Smith, also a Democrat, faced no minority opponents in his newly majority-minority district this year. This raises the question, do majority-minority districts actually put more minorities in office? Paul Apostolidis is a political science professor at Whitman College in Walla Walla.
There is quite a consensus. There has been reams of research on this issue since the 1970s.
And the conclusion is, yes, they do. Eventually. Right now, less than a third of this district's registered voters are Hispanic. If we were to jump ahead, say, 10 years from now, when the 21-year-old candidate Gonzalez would be 31, the race might look very different.
When people have more of a sense of that, you know, if I vote, it really can make a difference, candidates pick up on this. More candidates are likely to run. And what you do is you start to change a dynamic that is historically embedded where minority groups feel excluded and are excluded from public office.
By the way, a group of Latino activists in Idaho last year lobbied for majority-minority districts. The idea didn't get very far. But here's the twist. The Northwest actually has two Hispanic members of Congress. Yes, two. Raul Labrador of Idaho and Jamie Herrera Butler of Washington. They're both Republican, and they both represent majority white districts. Labrador, who's Puerto Rican, says don't assume minority voters can only be represented by minorities.
I don't think it matters. You know, just because then it would be important for the people in the state of Idaho to have representatives who look like them, and I don't. And, you know, if it's racism in one way, why isn't it racism in the other way?
As for Pablo Gonzalez, he's gearing up for November. He's running Spanish-language TV ads explaining the voting process, and Gonzalez is adjusting his strategy. He's making English-language ads touting his conservative side to appeal to the white Republican voters in his district. I'm Jessica Robinson reporting.